The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how the FDA has approved a shorter infusion time for the MS therapy, Ocrevus. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a shorter infusion time of Ocrevus for treating relapsing or primary progressive multiple sclerosis. Infusion refers to the slow delivery of a therapy directly into the bloodstream over a period of time. The decision shortens the twice-yearly infusion time to a two-hour session from the previously approved 3.5 hours. This may ease Ocrevus's administration burden for patients and have a positive impact on healthcare resources. More than 170,000 people with MS have been treated with Ocrevus, the only approved B-cell therapy with a twice-yearly dosing schedule, and is the most prescribed MS medicine in the U.S., Levi Garraway, MD, PhD, Chief Medical Officer, and Head of Global Product Development at Genentech said in a press release. A subsidiary of Roche, Genentech is a developer of Ocrevus. We constantly strive to improve the experience that patients and their physicians have with our medicines, and we believe people with relapsing and primary progressive MS will find the shorter 2-hour Ocrevus infusion time to be more convenient, Garraway said. The approval comes nearly 8 months after the agency accepted for review Genentech's application and follows a similar decision in the European Union. Ocrevus is an anti-CD20 mononuclear antibody that works by targeting mature B cells, a type of immune cell that drives the inflammation that damages the nervous system in MS. It is approved in the U.S. to treat relapsing forms of MS as well as primary progressive MS. Ocrevus also is approved in Europe. Ocrevus's dosing schedule involves 2 300-milligram infusions given 2 weeks apart, followed by 600 milligram infusions every 6 months. As per the conventional infusion time, the therapy is typically administered over 3.5 hours. However, the whole process usually takes about 5 to 6 hours, as it also includes a pre-medication and infusion setup that can take up to an hour and a post-infusion observation period for another hour. The approval of the shorter infusion time was based on positive data from the Ensemble Plus Phase 3 clinical trial, which is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of the shorter 2-hour Ocrevus infusion against the conventional 3.5 hours in people with early-stage relapsing-remitting MS. Participants received the first 2 300-milligram infusions over the typical 3.5 hours, after which they were assigned randomly to receive either the shorter infusion or the standard infusion for the subsequent 600-milligram doses. The trial's main goal was to compare the frequency and severity of infusion-related reactions, adverse side effects that occurred during or within a day of infusion between groups over the first 600-milligram infusion. Results showed that the shorter infusion's safety profile was consistent with that of the conventional infusion. Specifically, the frequency of IRRs was comparable between participants who received the 2-hour Ocrevus infusion and those given the therapy on its longer standard infusion schedule. In addition, most of these reactions were mild to moderate in both groups, and more than 98% resolved without complications. There were no reports of serious life-threatening or fatal IRRs, and no participant discontinued treatment due to such reactions. No new safety concerns were identified. Other safety and efficacy measures also are being evaluated in the trial, which is expected to conclude in 2024.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Jesse Ace and I'm one of the columnists for MS News Today. I'll be reading one of my articles from my Disabled to Enabled series.
How Lucy the Dog Saved My Life. A pet is the most loyal companion a person can have. I'm currently sitting in my dad's home office and typing away on my laptop. It's nice to have a change of scenery. I brought my tiny dog, Lucy, with me as usual. Lucy is more than my dog, she's my shadow and she never ever leaves my side. She's currently curled up on the floor of the bed that I brought her, toys littered everywhere. It's a good thing that my dad is at work and cannot see the mess that she's made. She likes to jump up for cuddles and make sure that I take breaks to play with her regularly. She's been there through my painful injections, sees the emotional side of living with a health condition that no one else does, and she doesn't laugh at me when my words come out wrong. When I tell her I'm tired, she never replies with, "I'm tired too," but rather just gives me a look that says, "Well then, let's go to sleep." In many ways, it's easier to have a pet as a companion than a person. I found Lucy in 2014, just after my husband and I moved into our own house. She is a Dachshund crossed with a Papillon and is completely adorable. Lucy was saved from a Romanian kill pen by a UK charity called One Paw at a Time. I fell in love with her as soon as I saw her photo and we've been inseparable ever since. Don't get me wrong, she can be a complete pain at times. Because she was in a kill pen where food was often scarce, she's very, very nervous around other dogs, including when she hears barking from next door. It has been so hard trying to train that out of her, especially because she is allergic to absolutely everything, except for medicated kibbles, which she does not enjoy on a walk. The other annoying thing that she does is she starts being really noisy when I go to record any sort of vocal, either for my podcast or for the MS News Today briefings. I've started putting her toys on the rug in the middle of the floor and her bed next to me, so you can't hear her claws on the wooden floor, trying to make sure she is as quiet as possible. Lucy helped me overcome my fear of exercising after my neurologist told me that I could have a relapse. She forces me to take her for a walk every single day, rain or shine. I learnt the hard way that lunchtime is not the best time to take her, because that is when my tecfidera, or dimethyl fumarate, side effects kick in and I feel drained. Lucy was there for me when I started my running journey. She insisted on coming with me on every run, even on the hottest of July days at 6 a.m, far earlier than when she normally gets out of bed. The support she provides feels far more beneficial than any gym membership to me. On anxious days, she's there for endless snuggles, and on sad days, she throws her toys in the air, misses it, and causes me to laugh hysterically with my watery eyes. On happy days, she joins in on the fun too. She has this way of telling me exactly what she wants. The other day, my husband and I took her in the car and she kept crying and whining until I told him to put the radio on. She has to have things her way. She says so much for an animal that can't speak. So I dedicate this one to you, Lucy Lou. Thank you so much for providing me constant support.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.